Welcome back, everybody. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian. That over there is Luke. And this is...
And we are...
Oh, please.
We're broadcasting live as well, not over the fine, not only over the fine airwaves of Devil Radio 92.7 FM and 101 FM The Shaw, but also on Facebook. You can go check out The Shaw on Facebook. We're streaming this fine radio program live on video as well.
Yeah, if you check out The Shaw on Facebook, please like it, because it should be liked. It needs to be liked.
It should be liked. And tell your friends. Friends don't let friends listen to other radio stations. You got to tell your friends about Devil Radio and The Shaw, so they can find out about the awesome programming like Dueling Tangents, The Devil's Advocates, and all the other great shows that we put out here onto the airwaves.
It's true! If you notice, playing on the way in, I was playing The Screaming Trees. Their lead singer, Mark Lanegan, just died this week. 57. I was a huge... I like The Screaming Trees. I'm not a huge Screaming Trees fan, but I like this stuff that they put out. And he's a member of a lot of different Seattle grunge scene. Pretty much you don't have a lot of the grunge scene without Mark Lanegan, so good for him. That's awful that he is passed. But I also found out that another one of my actual heroes has also passed, and that's The Amazing Jonathan. I don't know if anybody is aware of The Amazing Jonathan, but stop what you're doing after our shows today. Write down that you should go check out The Amazing Jonathan. He's a comedian magician. He had an act in Vegas for a really long time. I saw him live in Kalamazoo. He had a wonderful impractical joke book that was really good.
And I've been subject to watch his work because Brian loves his work so much. And he's like, hey, you have to watch this.
he coined the phrase, sometimes magic sounds like tape, which I think is really fantastic. But anyway, check out The Amazing Jonathan. I grew up worshiping what he did, and you should check him out too because he's really good. I got a lot of my sense of humor from him. Also, he's the one I often use one of his practical jokes to go in. If you end up at, let's say, someone you don't like's house or you know, you're over at your enemy's place and you happen to be in their bathroom and have a Jolly Rancher on you, you can unscrew their shower head and pop the Jolly Rancher in their shower head. And then screw it back in, and when they use the hot water, they will be coating themselves with sugar water. That's one from your old pal, The Amazing Jonathan. So, I'll be sprinkling a couple.
See,
of those
I in. Love things like that because I recently taught one of my good buddies. They have a 3-year-old, and I taught her how to do a wet willy.
And
fun stuff like that when you're teaching a little one. Something fun like that for the first time, but then she now subjects me to the wet willies, and I'm beholden to my own creation at that point then, because I was the one that taught her how to do it.
It's your own damn fault, buddy.
Yep, it is my own fault.
It's our fault for putting out the phone number that we get callers, and that's a good thing, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
Let's go to our buddy Jay in Madison. How are you, Jay? What's going on, man?
Sorry to sort of drag you guys back into the overarching struggle between good and evil.
Uh-huh.
But I just gotta ask, because like I need to know sort of what the plan is for when Putin finds one of Mike Pillow's demented voting machines and decides that he's got incontrovertible evidence that the election was stolen.
I don't think
there's any of those that are going on in Ukraine though.
No, but my point is, if like Russia gets a hold of one of them and says, "Hey, see, look, your elections are stolen too. We steal our elections in the open, like you do it with behind closed doors."
Yep.
I mean, look, Jay, you got to understand, Russia right now has Matt Flynn always constantly rails about this, but he's a military guy. He talks about how Russia does not have anywhere close to the military might of the combined forces of NATO, let alone our own military. They have to use other means that like this, where we can't really go in and destroy Russia for out-and-out aggression, because that'll spark a lot more different things. We're in a position right now where there's not many different things that don't lead to war that will really help the situation. Right now, we're imposing a whole bunch of economic sanctions, but we got to go and make sure that we coordinate with, like, what, 28, 30 other countries to go and do that? So Putin has to go and make his moves within a certain framework. He can't just act as to whatever the heck he wants to do. So everything that he's doing has to be thought out well ahead of time. So, I mean, this was probably thought about like years beforehand, man.
Oh,
this
I'm, is one sure, of the- I'm sure he already anticipated the sanctions as well, because it is, like you said, it's kind of baked into the cake.
Oh, shit.
It was going to be the response.
Have you read any Russian literature? The sanctions aren't going to do crap for the Russian people. Well, the whole Russia got the most. Russia, like we talk about, you know, slaughtering in World War II. Russia was completely decimated. They lost 20 million people just from the war alone. And it wasn't their military strategy that got them going on and didn't get them that got them out of it. It was the fact that the people
the
fighting
sheer
them
amount of people
yeah. gave up. They said, "This is so damn cold. Oh, man, I didn't learn from what Napoleon did when he lost all of his guys and had to turn around. Oh, my goodness. Everybody who goes there just gets so cold and gives up because there's so many people. The Russian people are used to... They are crapped on by their own leaders since the dawn of time.
The sanctions also, it's a means of economic retribution, but the fact of the matter is Russia's economy is set up to be an oligarchy as it is. And
yeah.
so... The sanctions are targeting Putin and his inner circle. It's not necessarily going to be the people of Russia that are going to be the ones feeling the sanctions. It's going to be the high up. It's going to be the oligarchy that's going to feel it. And hopefully Biden came out and addressed the nation today. And he's hoping that these sanctions, it's not like a bullet or a missile where it's effective immediately. It's going to take a few weeks to see the results of these sanctions. But I'm interested to find out how quickly Putin pulls back, if they're effective or not.
I don't think he will.
Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I see your phone calls stacking up, but we're going to get to you and a number of Wisconsin headlines, 844-967-2789.